good afternoon. Here we are on the Now program, 15 minutes past the hour. And today is one of those days where you're just going to want to take your radio or your listening device and however you would change the dial, disable that function. Whether it's taking the knob off of the radio, or it's punching the button where you cannot punch it anymore, or turning the listening device to a position where you cannot hit the off switch, that's what you're going to want to do today. Because for the next 2 hours, we are going to remember a life well lived. We were sad to get the news yesterday that a many-time visitor of this program and a fellow Ohioan, Kay Ballard, had passed away at the age of 93. Most people remember Kay best for her work on the sitcom The Mothers-in-Law, but she did so much, so many movies, so many stage productions, and we are so glad to honor her here today with three of her friends and also three good friends of this program. So here is the guest list over the next 2 hours. I'm going to start from the back and go to the front. We are going to be joined by Peter Marshall, former host of the Hollywood Squares later on in the program. We're going to be joined by another one of our favorite ladies who goes back to the beginning of Kay Ballard's career, Pat Carroll, Emmy Award-winning actress, famous for her work on The Danny Thomas Show and Too Close for Comfort with Ted Knight, amid many other game shows. Many game shows she was on. She's going to be along with us today. And we're going to have clips of Kay on this program from years gone by. Now, before I tell you who our first guest is, who's going to remember Kay and was a dear friend of Kay's, I want to go back to a piece of audio footage. Kay was with us in 2017. I went 20 years too far. Kay was with us in 2017 when Jerry Lewis passed away, and I was listening to that audio footage this morning after we had already booked this program, and I want to give you this little nugget from that interview with Kay in 2017. Here we go. You know, Kay, what do you think made him so great?
Well, he was perfect for the times. You know, he really was. He was never vulgar, never, you know, he just was genuinely funny. And another one that's funny is Jackie Green. Jackie Green is brilliant, brilliant also.
I would echo that without question. And who's our first guest? Jackie Green. Jackie, how are you?
Well, you know, no time started to cry right now.
You know, it's tough to hear Kay's voice. She was a funny woman.
Well, you know, when they have distinctive voices and distinctive personalities, like she had, excuse me, I'm going to be coughing every once in a while. I've got the flu again. This is leftover from 1917 when they had during the First World War. That's how old those germs were that bit me.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I got to tell you that she did so much. A lot of people didn't even know that she played instruments. She was, a wind instrument. She played the flute. She played the clarinet. And then she had a beautiful singing voice. She, you know, in the stuff that she did, the comedy stuff that they did, you know, singing. But she had a gorgeous singing voice. Her timing was, and she just was something special.
She
was, and not only that, she was Italian, and I ate over there a lot. I had to get used to her food first before I got used to my wife's food, who's Italian.
You know, Shecky, there is a picture. We talked about it a little bit before we went on air today, but there's a picture online I saw last night where you are with Kay and also with Carol Channing in recent times.
Oh,
We've lost both of them in the last month.
Let me tell you, Carol became very close with Kay in the Palm Springs, and I would go meet them every once in a while at a little bakery there. And I would say to Carol every time, just do the thing from, you know, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. She'd that the kiss on the cheek may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I just love that voice. I want to say hello, Kay. Hello, Shecky. She was something else. But Kay and her were very close. And look at the time in between, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
And they followed each other.
Absolutely. Now, Shecky, when did you first meet Kay Ballard?
Oh, my God. Many, many years ago. I won't even know. There was a guy, Frankie Ray, who was my partner in New Orleans. And he and Kay became very close because being Italian, that he made friends with Kay, and I was introduced by him. And then we'd be like, wherever she was, I ran, you know. And then I'd go to her house, and I just loved her.
She was there.
And then she worked with Doris Day, another favorite of mine, by the way.
Absolutely. Doris Day, you know, Doris Day, people have forgotten her. She's still around. She's still with us.
Oh, yeah. Wherever there's a dog, there's Doris Day. Doris Day is a dog lover. And she's not going to go until all the dogs are gone.
You know,
matter of fact, the first time I met her, I said, oh, oh, and she gave me a kiss. I'll never forget that.
You know, Shecky, what I want to do here, I'll give you
Excuse
a moment.
Me.
No, no, I'll give you a moment here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll give you a moment to cough here, because I want to play a clip of Kay on this program, because I asked her about her mother one time, and I thought she gave a very interesting answer. This is Kay Ballard on this show. I believe 2015 is when this clip originates. Kay Ballard talking about her mother.
You know, I was reading the other day, Kay, I was doing some homework for this interview. You had a little bit of a difficult relationship with your mother, is that right?
Well, I guess my mother always wanted to do something with her life, and she was disappointed, but my mother was a great mother. But she was, and not until the end did I realize how great she was. You know, she just was.
Would you tell that story about her? I heard you tell that on another show when she was passing away, the story. It's a great story.
Well, it's true. You know, I went to see her when she was very ill, and she put up her arms, both arms, and just did that, and that erased every bad feeling I ever had. Ever. You know, it did. It just, that's why I don't know why people carry grudges and carry on. Oh, my father did this, my mother did that. My mother did the best she knew how. And that's what I realized. She was a wonderful mother and the greatest cook, obviously.
Has that been a struggle?
You know, and my father was a beautiful man, just a beautiful man. He just, all I saw him do is work and give to his family. Which is missing today, isn't it?
Unfortunately. If you had to give credit to somebody for your talent, who would it be?
Paul Vincent Hewlin, my teacher at West Tech High School. He taught me he taught me never to give up.
Stick-to-itness.
That's right. Tongue-tied at the moment talking to you, Scott.
Well, if you can sing the fast food song, you can do anything.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people today, I think they want to be a star, but I'm not sure they want to be a performer. It's backwards.
You know, that's very intelligent of you. It's really true. I mean, they want to be they want to do American Idol overnight and become a star, and that's it. But, you know, it's funny. You can tell when somebody's got something else. When I saw the auditions for American Idol, I said, Carrie Underwood is going to be a huge star, and I was right. She's just exactly right.
You know, a very interesting take on show business, Shecky.
Carrie Underwood, the first time that I saw her, I thought she made typewriters. Wasn't that the Underwood typewriter?
Yeah. She might have had a hand in that. Who knows? Who knows? But it is interesting today that people want to be famous. I don't know that they have all that much talent.
You know, I'm going to tell you something that's very interesting on the subject that you're talking about. I never wanted to be anything in show business except what I did. I made my weekly salary, and that's all I really cared about. I would go and play my horses. I would go and do this. You know, later on did the Shecky Green become like drinking a little bit and got that reputation. But I never aspired to be a big star. When I got into movies and the things, I just wanted to be second banana. I wanted to be like a buddy to the Burt Reynolds or people like that, you know? Things like Dom DeLuise did. But I never wanted that. And like Rickles, who I brought to Las Vegas, and he became a big star, Don Rickles. People always compared me to Don Rickles. I was here first in Vegas, and all of a sudden, I was like, what they wanted Don Rickles. Well, if you can't get Don, get Shecky. But I never worked like him. But it just, people want to become that number one spot. And I never wanted that. I don't think Kay did either. We were just working performers. And I wanted to get that check every week because I owed the guy from 2 weeks before that money.
Well, you know,
so, I always said, the guys always said, boy, you always got a lot of people around. Well, why is that? It's because I owe money.
You know, Shecky, it was interesting in that audio clip how she did have some angst toward her mother, but she learned to forgive later in life. That's a nice thing to learn.
Well, I watched that in my own family. I watched my older brother and my middle brother. I was a kid that was very close to my mother and father. And they were too in a way, but in a different way. But I watched my brother, my middle brother, have a thing against my older brother, and it got worse as we got older. And I don't know why. If I live to be 100 years old, I'll never know why. You know? Just something that individual has got. And that's when I began to realize that every person is among their own self. You can't worry about what your brother's thinking about, what your sister's thinking. You got to control yourself, and if you're going to control yourself and get involved in that, then goodbye for you. You know, and with Kay, with the mother, I know a lot of the situations where the families, I'm talking so fast, I'll be finished before you're going to say goodnight. I just watch people that say, I hate him. Well, I hate him. I can't stand her. You know, like people in showbiz. Carol Channing and I got to tell you, to getting back to what we're talking. Carol Channing and I worked together at the MGM Grand. Tropicana first. Tropicana. And she came in, and I was an owner, believe it or not, because they were closed when I went in there, and I kept the hotel open. So now they bring in Carol Channing. She's in the main room. I'm in the lounge. And I walk in to see Carol Channing one night, and she says, and I went to tell you something. They told me there's a little fat Jewish boy out in the lounge, but they want you to go see him. Well, I got a little mad at that, you know. Yeah. And I came out, and I got on the stage, as only I could do, and there was a lot of venom there, you know? And through the years, we were once in another place, and she cooked her own food because she was always on this special diet, her own different water. I don't know how you can make water different, but she made water different. And then buffalo meat. But she didn't cut up the meat. She put the whole buffalo in the oven. You know, when the buffalo went, oh, then she knew the food was done. So we were not too friendly. And then all of a sudden, I moved to Palm Springs, and through Kay, I meet Carol again, and we became so close. Every time we saw each other, we kissed. And it broke my heart that I could think, all those years that you aggravate and you go and you carry that grudge and everything. And if I can only tell the world, like what's happening right now with Trump and everything, this hatred with the Democrat against the Republican, hating two people, fighting each other, and there's 800,000 people out of work. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
I think you're right, Shecky. There's one more clip I want to get in here because
right now, and I'm gonna pray.
Okay, do that. We're gonna play this clip because Kay was 93, and she had an interesting perspective on aging. This is this interview took place just as she had turned 90 years old. Now listen to this. This is Kay Ballard talking about aging.
Well, you know, Kay, I have always loved your work, and when you say things like you never hit a certain plateau, it's just hard for me to believe because you were so smart and so funny and still are so funny.
Dear Scott, the check is in the mail.
What is this? This can't be right, though. Turning 90, that's amazing.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't feel 90. In my mind, I feel like 40, it's a trick, I guess. I don't feel 90. My legs feel 102, but not my mind.
Everything else is good.
Everything else is good, thank God.
I
want to live as long as my grandmother. She lived at 93.
Well,
my grandmother was the love of my life. She was the most wonderful person in the world.
That interview was from 3 years ago. She died at 93.
Think about that, Chick. She died at 93.
Wait a minute, I'm going to be 93, April 8th.
No. Well, that's...
Throw away that calendar! I don't want to see that calendar! Okay.
You know, when I heard that this morning going through the tapes, it shocked me because that interview's 3 years old, and she said that's how old she wanted to be.
Isn't that amazing?
My goodness. And she was funny, though, about it. You know, she said her mind felt 40, but her legs felt over 100.
Well, she and I got the same trouble with the legs. I don't know what happened to me, but I ended up with a walker, you know, and as I take the walker through the parking lot, it's wonderful because I got people, hunch my back over, and I always get somebody to say, sir, can I help you? I always get that. You know, I play the old man. I go, oh, do you really want to help me? Yes, sir, would like to help you. Oh, good. Put it in the back and move that over. And then don't take that out of there and put it over here. Wait a minute, this is not my car. But it's amazing that she and I used to talk about this. You know, and we're talking about getting to that age. But no matter what, I'll tell you what, being with her, she still had it. I mean, her timing was great. And everything she did, it just, I think if she worked more, she would have lasted till 94.
Well, you know,
because she loved to work.
Well, it's interesting, Shecky, when you have worked with a lot of talented people, you've known the greats of our time. Where does Kay Ballard rank in that group?
Well, you know, that's another thing. She's in that group that I told you about that never quite became the number one. She was number two, and I would have liked to have been always number two. You know, I didn't want that thing. But she had that position. But when she was on Broadway, she was like a second banana. And when she did the shows on television, she was second banana. But she was just, she was a talented, talented lady. When Kay came out of her, about it, you enjoyed it. I don't care who you were, how you were, you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. She was a very funny, she knew how to do it. She could ad lib. She was just a funny woman. Shecky, do you have a favorite memory of Kay that sticks out in your mind?
No, not, there were so many of them. Every time that I was with her, I just came up another degree. I was always, let's say, 90 when she was with me. I felt like 100. She was that kind of person. You want to be around her. And there's not many people that you say that about. But it was a joy to be around her.
You know, one of the times I talked to her off the air, we were talking about you, and she had said that you had just been on the program, and she said that she had just been with you, and you were so good that when you walked in the room, you said, "Kay, they're playing our song," and you started to tear up, and then the song started to play, and you said, "That's not the right song." She liked that. That made her laugh.
And then I would make up songs about her. You know, "I want to play with Miss Kay. It's a happy, happy, happy day. She brought her friend Carol. It's plain to see. And both of the women, they're in love with me. Oh, what more can I do?" No, I made that up. And that's the kind of things that I used to do when I'd get around her.
You know, that picture...
Hey, that wasn't a bad song.
No, it wasn't. It would sell. There's that
Yeah, to my mother.
That picture online, which I think was from a couple years ago, it's you and Kay and Carol together. When you got together later, what was it like being together, the three of you?
We just started talking, laugh. You know, we'd sit there for an hour, have a little coffee at the bakery, and laugh. And then tell stories about people in show business that we didn't like, you know. And that would take 2 hours. The other conversation was an hour, but the 2 hours of people we didn't like was 2 hours. I'm joking. But I'm going to tell you what. I respect every human being that can get up on a stage and perform to an audience. It's not easy.
That's exactly right. And once you get up on that stage, to be funny and make that audience laugh, which Kay did, that's a talent.
You know, Tony Newley worked with me, and I did an impression of Frankie Lane. And Tony Newley wrote me a big thing, and he said, "I'm working with a guy that's closing the show that gets off by doing an impression of Frankie Lane." Well, I try to explain to Tony that I do what I feel like doing at that particular moment, you know? That maybe the next show I do something, I wouldn't close with that. But these people, well, Tony Newley was great. Except he couldn't stand in one spot. He would sing, "You know where I go," and it'd fly across the stage, "You under my heart." And then he would fall down. It was so what I'm getting at is that some people can ad lib and go through things like Kay did that. Kay could talk off her act. I don't know what I'm talking about,
no,
to tell you the truth.
It's good.
I'm ready for another cough.
Shecky, how are you going to remember Kay Ballard? When you think about her, what will you remember?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is a day after she passed. I will remember her, not remember her. I will love her, and I will always adore her. And I will, every time, I even think about her, because I get her picture out. I got her picture, and she and I standing together. We did a commercial about hearing aids. And
how was that? How did that go?
Well, we did a commercial on hearing aids about, you know, I sang, and she played the flute, and we were so good in that thing, the woman charged me for my hearing aid.
So when you think of Kay, it'll be good thoughts.
Oh no, it would be sensational thoughts. She to me didn't die. She didn't die. She's just still in Palm Springs, and I can pick up a phone and call her anytime. I love her. Yeah. I love Carol, and there's so many. And there was another girl that just died 2 weeks before that, a French girl and I can't think of Lily's last name, that Kay was very close to. Mm. And that broke Kay up. That's about 3-4 weeks ago. And that Kay was on the way. You could see Kay was on the way down.
When was the last time you spoke with Kay? Do you remember the last time you spoke with her?
You won't believe this, but the day before, and she couldn't talk. She just was burbling. I said, "Kay, I love you," and she went, you know, and even that was funny.
So you knew the end was imminent?
Well, I knew because the lady she lives with, you know, told me that she was in bad shape, an English lady. She says, Shaky, darling, may I tell you something? She's in such bad shape. The doctor was here, and he doesn't give her much chance. That's the way that lady talked.
She did have a, you know, there was a point where you didn't go through an agent or a manager anymore, and you'd call Kay's house, and there is a lady who lived with her, who I always got.
Oh, that's the lady.
Yeah, I would get her. I know who you're talking about. When I would book Kay on the show, you had to go through this English woman. She was very nice.
Yeah, she liked her wine a little bit. She'd get into her cups about 4 o'clock. No, you talk to her in the morning. Hello, Luana, how are you, sugar? Oh, darling, it's so nice. About 4 o'clock. Luana, talk to Kay.
You know, what I think about, I would call the house and she would answer, and I'd say, well, is Kay available to come on the show? And she said, well, she's not here right now. And I would say, well, could she come on tomorrow? And then she'd say, Kay, are you available tomorrow? And you'd hear Kay shout, yes, I'm available. And I'd say, okay, something's wrong here, but as long as Kay comes on, that's okay.
She was into her cups.
You know who would have loved this? Kay would have loved this show. Kay would have loved it. She loved a good laugh. And as Kay said in that interview, Shecky Green is brilliant, and that's something we've all known for a long time.
Oh, thank you. You know, she did one number. Do you remember the little number where she's just chopping up the little thing with the little hatchet?
Oh, yes, yes. Teeny Tiny. Was that what it was called?
Teeny Tiny.
Teeny Tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what?
That when she used to do that, I'd fall right on the floor.
Oh, before we go, I do want to play this. This was my favorite song that she did. It was called the Fast Food Song, and Kay knew it. And every time she came on, she would do a little bit of this. And this is the Fast Food Song from Kay Ballard.
Maybe just release a CD with some of these on it.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre.
Kay Ballard was one of a kind.
Is this amazing? I wrote for Don Rickles' daughter a thing about almost exactly that thing, and maybe that's where I heard it.
She was.
Probably in my mind, I stole that thing.
Shecky, I want you to get over the flu, and when you do, I want you to come back with us.
Okay, I thank you. And wait, let's both say goodbye to Kay. Goodbye, RK.
Yes, goodbye, Kay. We'll miss you, but boy, we loved you. We loved you.
We love you. We still love you. And goodbye. And every once in a while, I'll close my eyes, and I'll see you. And folks, I want to thank you very much for listening to my friend here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shecky. Bye-bye.
All right.
Shecky Green, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Pat Carroll, another one of my favorite people, right after this short but important timeout.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star, Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Man, hi, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here, and we're paying tribute today to one of my favorite people who was on this show so many times, legendary actress, native Ohioan, Kay Ballard, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. We thank Shecky Green for kicking off the program today. We've still got Peter Marshall to come, but we've got one of my favorite ladies who knew Kay from way back on for the rest of this hour, the remainder of this hour, Emmy Award-winning actress Pat Carroll. Before we get to Pat, though, I want to go back in time and play a little bit of an interview of Kay on this program. She was on so many times, but one time I asked her about her grandmother, and this is the conversation we had, because I know Pat Carroll had a great relationship with her grandmother. This is Kay Ballard talking about her grandmother on this program. You know, Kay, you told a story one time, and I want you to tell it for us, because I think it's a hilarious story, about your grandmother and TB.
My grandmother?
Yes, sure.
I tell a lot of stories about my grandmother.
This was a story about if you don't eat something, you're going to get TB.
Oh, yeah. No, she said, you don't eat, you're going to get a TB. Because when I was growing up, TB was, that was the big disease. It looks to me like you got a TB, too skinny. Well, that stopped, and I've been fighting it ever since.
Pat Carroll, she was a...
Oh, that Kay, that was one funny lady.
Pat, she...
She was, oh. I tell you, to watch her perform was watching an artist in motion. She was wonderful. And she got such energy from the audiences because they reacted to her like crazy. She was like a spark in their lives. And she to watch her work in front of an audience was a pleasure and a joy, number one. And to enjoy the pleasure of her ability to make people laugh was just very particular.
You know, Pat, you were telling me yesterday you go way back with Kay Ballard.
Oh, we have known each other, I think, forever. And she knows that I've always enjoyed her. I've been an admirer of her work probably since she was born, I guess. I don't know. But I tell you, the lady was superb, and the pleasure of her life was making people laugh. And that really gave her a satisfaction. And I love to see that in people who have the ability to do it.
You know, she loved people.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Every time I called, she was, much like Pat Carroll, she would make herself available, and she always brought something to the table that was great.
Oh, she always did. She wouldn't come to a table without bringing something. A very specially gifted lady. And it seems I have known her my whole professional life, because she was already established when I came clunking along. And Kay was always welcoming to other performers and generous and sharing. And what a, I mean, that was some lovely human being.
You know, it's interesting, and I hope people go out and buy her book, because Kay, even her weight, she would make fun of. The title of Kay Ballard's autobiography is How I Lost 10 Pounds in 53 Years.
Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that a wonderful title? Wouldn't you buy it if you didn't even know who she was?
You know, I asked her about that title once, and she said there was another title she wanted, and it was Buy This Book or I'll Kill You.
Now, that's funny, too, but I like this one better.
You know, she was always very aware, and we played this clip earlier, but I want to play this because I think it's very prescient. Kay was on this program right after she turned 90. And now remember this clip, audience, is from 3 years ago. She was 93 when she left us yesterday, but listen to this clip from 3 years ago. This is very interesting.
Well, you know, it's...
Kay, I have always loved your work, and when you say things like you never hit a certain plateau, it's just hard for me to believe because you were so smart and so funny and still are so funny.
Dear Scott, the check is in the mail.
What is this? This can't be right, though. Turning 90, that's amazing.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't feel 90. In my mind, I feel like 40, it's a trick, I guess. I don't feel 90. My legs feel 102, but not my mind.
Everything else is good.
Everything else is good, thank God.
I
want to live as long as my grandmother. She lived at 93.
Well,
my grandmother was the love of my life. She was the most wonderful person in the world.
Now remember, that interview is from 3 years ago, and she passed away at 93.
Oh, God bless her. God bless the lady. She brought a lot of laughter to this world.
You know, I was thinking about that when I was looking at these interviews this morning, Pat, and you had a very special relationship with your grandmother as well.
Oh, yes. I think grandmothers are very special. But my grandmother was nutty as a fruitcake. She was a wild woman. And I took my grandmother and two of her elderly lady friends to Las Vegas, and I did nothing but follow them around. They were hysterical. And I had the best time I've ever had in Las Vegas with those three elderly women playing the slot machines and talking all the time while they're on the machines. And then standing around the gaming tables with commentary. It was a very special visit, let me tell you. Three elderly ladies in Las Vegas.
Mm. You know, Pat, for those people who were not fortunate enough to see Kay Ballard on stage, what was it like watching her work?
It was very special because she was quietly one of the most adept comedians around at that time or any time. The lady knew audiences, she knew how she was funny, and she knew how to use it. She was in charge, very much in charge, and loving every second of it. I don't think Kay was really alive unless she was entertaining. It was the way God made her, it was the gift he gave her, and she used it brilliantly.
You know, it's very interesting. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Peter Marshall, who people will remember from the Hollywood Squares. But Kay did a lot of game shows, as did Pat Carroll, and we see these now on Game Show Network and Buzzer Network. And you guys were just so funny, and it's natural. And Kay had that.
Well, thank you for even putting me in the same sentence with Kay, because as far as I was concerned, Kay was always our leader. I think she set a kind of style for ladies in comedy. Before that, it was Martha Ray, and Martha was energetic, and she was full of vim and vigor, but she wasn't per se funny, unless she played ugly. But Kay was always, she always knew exactly what she was doing. She was a very polished professional. And I admire people in our profession, women or men, who know their business, who know themselves, and who have respect for audiences. And Kay certainly had that.
Absolutely.
And the last time I saw her perform was probably 10 years ago in California, down in the desert. And she had never changed. She was just, she steps on that stage and she is that person. She is that person she constructed and is. And she would get laughs as soon as she put her foot on the performing area. She was a thoroughgoing professional. She loved audiences. She loved laughter. She loved entertaining people and making them laugh. She was a most admirable professional.
she had a song that she knew I liked. It was called the Fast Food Song, and I want to play a little bit of that. This is Kay on the program from 2015, and she would just go into it because she knew I liked it. God bless her. Here's Kay Ballard.
Maybe just release a CD with some of these on it.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a Big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go squeak. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
Kay, that just made my day, you singing that song. Well, where did that come from?
That came from a wonderful, wonderful young man named... I love him so much. He wrote Hey Ma for me. Leslie Everhart, who passed away when he was 50. It just made me very sad.
A very funny song, Pat, the fast food song.
Oh, God, isn't that funny? She was such a naturally funny lady. She didn't have any affectation about it because it was just her. That was that lady. She was funny. She loved being funny. She loved entertaining audiences. She had such a pleasure and joy in that. She was as professional as you can get. She was a criterion for any young woman who wanted to go into professional comedy.
If anybody wants to be a comedian, they should find a tape of Kay Ballard.
Absolutely, because she wrote the book. The lady knew how to be funny without hurting people, without mocking people. She was a kind person with all of her funniness and her ability to be funny and her ability to create laughter. And what a study she was for young women who wish to do it, because comedy has never been easy for women. It's just not what women do. And those of us who have chosen comedy to follow, it's kind of rough because a lot of men in particular don't like women to be funny. They just don't. And yet they will laugh at a funny woman. Yes, they will. But they don't like it. Their ladies should not be like that. And I say, God bless the girls who can do it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the truth. But God bless her. Kay was a very special entertainer. An entertainer was what she was. I never used the word comedian because she was an entertainer. Because I loved her singing.
Mm.
And I used to relish if she decided to sing a song because I adored the way she sang, what she sang, and how she did it.
Absolutely. Going to get one more clip in here. I did ask Kay back in 2015 how she'd like to be remembered. This is what she said.
How do you want to be remembered 100 years from now?
I wouldn't. Who knows? Who cares? Nobody cares about anything.
Okay.
I mean, the minute you go, that's it, kid.
Well, I want to tell you, before I let you go.
Do you remember any of the people that won the Oscar that are no longer here? No. It doesn't matter a bit.
So when you're going...
It matters the way you live and if you have the respect of the people you love.
I want
that's
to...
it.
And that she had that respect, Pat.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, and she was a loyal friend, she was a supportive friend, and that's why she had so many.
You know, Pat, you knew her personally. What kind of person was she off stage?
She was almost like she was on stage. She was funny. She saw life in her own particular way. And could express her opinions about it. But there was always a general respect for other human beings, which I always liked in Kay. She wasn't a mean person. She respected other human beings and their space on this planet Earth. I liked her. And I think a lot of ladies in comedy become hard and become brittle, and because of the very nature of the work, they fall into the pit, into the deep abyss they go. But Kay had a basic respect for other people. She had many, many friends, and many, many loyal friends, and she was a loyal friend. And the lady had a good life in this profession. She was where God placed her, and she did a doggone good job of it.
Pat, in the pantheon of great entertainers, and you've known a lot of great ones.
Where, oh, my Lord, yes, thank the Lord.
Where does Kay fit in that group of great entertainers?
Top of the barrel. The first time I saw Kay, I thought, oh my Lord, that lady is good. And she was good. She never lowered herself to the lowest denominator, which more women in comedy do than men. Because they're defending themselves. A comedy is not a place for women, and men will tell you that all the time. Men don't like to see funny ladies, and yet they will laugh. But she had her own place. She made her own place because she was different. She was unique in the absolute meaning of that word. There was no one around, no women in comedy like Kay. She was herself alone, fine, splendid, and unique.
Pat, when you look back, when you think of the name Kay Ballard, how will you remember her?
I will remember her with great affection, great respect, because I think that lady carved a niche for herself for many, many years, and not an easy one for a woman in our profession. That of comedian. It's not easy. Talk to Lucille Ball about it. But I tell you, Kay was very special. I first saw Kay, and I think I had just recently come into the theatrical profession, and I immediately knew I had someone to study. She was the personification of what women in comedy can do. She never lowered herself beneath the level she wished to. And I always respected that in Kay. She knew what she was doing every moment. And that sounds prissy. I don't mean it that way. I mean it with great respect, because as an audience, we had her respect, her admiration, and her wish that we would like her.
Mm.
And those are all good things.
You know, it's interesting, when I go out and do speaking, a lot of people will say, well, who are some of your favorite guests? And in 17 years of doing this now, there are three people I always say are the funniest women who you just want to have on over and over again, and they were Phyllis Diller, Kay Ballard, and Pat Carroll.
Oh, I am so thrilled to be included in that company. Oh, my Lord, I admire both those ladies so much. They have done such monumental work in our profession. And you know, comedy is not easy for women to do. Men will tell you that.
Absolutely. Pat, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. I can't wait till we do it again. You stay well, and we will send our best thoughts to our friend Kay.
Oh, bless you, bless you. And I wish every good thing on your head, you nice man.
Stay well, Pat.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Carroll, Shaky Green, what an hour. And next hour, Peter Marshall, memories of his friend Kay Ballard. We're having a good time today, and Kay would have loved this. Kay would love this show. Stay tuned.
It's LLC.